ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Like, our producer just said, I'm going to walk out, Chris, so don't blow anything up.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yes.
Bye, Chris.
Thank you.
Gosh, that was so fun, Peg.
I told you it would
you
be
told
a
me.
Riot.
He's a riot.
Yes.
That is so fun.
A riot.
I might talk like that more often.
But when you start following Chicago Party Ant on Twitter,
yeah,
and you see some of the comments, you know, now you know that it's a he behind her.
Right.
He's a comedian.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's, you know, Second City. He's in LA now doing the whole real thing.
Yeah.
With an agent and a Netflix show, Chicago Party Ant.
But working on season two.
Some of the comments, I am telling you, are so darn funny.
Okay.
Like,
I
you just
have
say,
pay more attention
oh, gosh,
to the comments.
I cannot. Like, that Lori Lightfoot one, I could not stop laughing. I was just kind of like, oh, he just said what a lot of people were, you know,
were thinking. Of course.
Oh, totally.
That's
totally
awesome. No, he was great, and we appreciate him coming in.
I know.
And love what he's doing for Special Olympics and the polar plunge. That's pretty cool. I do think though, tomorrow's weather is going to be super nice.
I know.
And the polar plunge. Is
We got flashed on State Street.
That was fantastic. No, the polar plunge is going to have great weather. I mean, like, let's just be real. That 50 degrees in March is pretty cool for that moment.
Very nice. And it's well deserved.
It is.
You know, everyone from the Midwest, like, we get it. We know. It's so well deserved. But there is something really fun about when they jump into the really frigid.
When it's really
freezing,
frigid.
You know, that's a thing.
What is?
That's like a thing with celebrities is to do the, to do like a cold plunge.
Yes. Yes.
So now
we know
that athletes do it.
Athletes do it all the time.
Yeah.
There is a thing about going from like a hot shower to the cold tub, right? Like there's a, what does that do?
It's supposed to clear your mind. Like, have you ever done?
Right. Because you're like, what am I doing? This is the only thing I can think about. Everything else is gone. I can't believe I just did this to myself.
Have you ever done what's the freezing
cryotherapy?
The cryotherapy. Have you done it?
No, I have not.
I have.
And
there is definitely something to it because, especially if you're hungover,
is it a cure?
It's like a cleanse. It totally cleanses you. And it's, you know, it's like when you do a really good diet where you feel light and you feel clear headed. And that's what the cryo does. So I can imagine now I get why a lot of these celebrities are doing it on a regular basis.
I'm skeptical.
I mean, so this is the science. They say alternating between hot and cold water can strengthen your vascular, so your veins and arteries, your vascular walls, and therefore improve integrity of your cardiovascular system. And it also produces and it gets rid of your toxins. So that's it, it does get rid of your toxins.
Uh-huh. You laughed at me, but I said, my husband and I, we were quite hungover when we did this a couple years ago, and we did it at a place in Edison Park, and I am telling you, it was like I had no hangover after we were done. It was absolutely crazy.
I would like to improve my cardiovascular function. So maybe. Have you ever done float therapy? I really like that.
What's that?
Where you float in, like, it's salt water, and you float. Like, you lay in these, like, tubs. And you
meditate,
float.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I did it years ago. It's been a long time. But there's a couple of places in town, of course, a Float 60. Isn't that what it's called? Some athletes do that, too. I know they had the tubs at the Cubs, but they had those pods. The Cubs did for a while when Joe Maddon was there, and they would you lay in there for like, I don't know, 15-20 minutes. You can sometimes have music on, whatever, but it's you can't physically sink. Like you just float, and it's also supposed to purify and get toxins out and stuff.
Well, I mean, whenever I'm at the ocean and I try to float, I think I must look like the biggest beached whale in America.
Stop.
Like, what are people thinking when I'm doing this? But I did not know that it actually is
good,
for
you. Well, yeah. And it's like, it's letting everything, like every tightness go. Like it's healthy for you to do that. But in cryo, like I would be so cold. I feel like everything would tighten up.
No, there's something about it. Like you just have to let go of all of the inhibitions about that. And you know, you've got the robe. And it's like 1, 2, 3,
shed. And
how long? Isn't there a minute?
No, it's
limit?
Like 3 minutes. Like the okay. first time you do it, I want to say it's 90 seconds. If you guys have done cryo, give us a call. Tell us, like, I want to say you have to do the first time you do is like 90 seconds. And then the second time, or any time after that, you can do, I think it's up to 3 minutes okay. is what you do.
Okay.
But it's not that long. Like, you think it's going to be.
3 minutes is an entire sportscast, Peggy. That's a long time.
Yes, actually, that is. Yeah, now that you say it that way, you're right. Anyways, so fun. I'm so excited that we are back on the air.
I know.
And that I apologize that I have been absent. I feel like I need
That's
to explain
okay.
to people. A couple of people were asking, I thought you were on the show. Our friend who is at another station, and I won't say his name. He congratulated me on my monthly show.
Your monthly appearance on the Peggy and Dion show. Yeah.
But here's the thing, guys. So I was very happily retired, living a great life.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of vacations planned, a couple of trips planned. And when Danny Zetterman came to me and thought, hey, what do you think about this? And when he mentioned your name, like, I was like, yes. And I said, yes. And then my husband goes, what were you thinking? Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Like,
we have so much planned. Right.
We have all this stuff planned. Like, now what? And I thought, well, it's only 2 hours on a
right.
Saturday.
I mean, what could it possibly interfere with?
Right. Which maybe my golf game, maybe my platform tennis, and
vacations.
Winter. Vacations. Oh, speaking of vacations, I have to tell you when we come back what happened. When we were in Costa Rica, we had a major problem while we were gone. That
okay.
was just a nightmare, and I'm still dealing with it.
At your home here.
Yes.
At your home here. Yes. But last week you were not. Last week you were in Florida.
Yes, last week I was in Florida.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I need a break. We're hanging up now. All right. Peggy's going to tell us about some problem she had at her house. Brother. We'll be back. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on ESPN 1000.
It is Peggy and Dion, and yes, we are back together, better than ever, Saturdays 11 to 1 on ESPN 1000 here in Chicago, in the First Midwest Bank studio on State Street, the Great Street. It's so good to see. Look how many people are
out. I know.
Out.
Everybody feels like they're coming
I
out.
I love
they're
it. Everyone's
smiling.
Like getting a little bit of, vitamin D.
They're not buried in a winter coat.
Oh, my gosh.
It's awesome.
It's so good. So when I was on, not my last trip, but the trip before.
I hate you.
In Costa
Rica.
You.
Everyone can hate on Peg right now.
Yeah, you guys. I know you're going to hate me. So my daughter called me okay. and said, Mom, how come the floor has all these bumps in it? And I said, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And she said, well, there's bumps in the floor. I'm like, Stella, don't worry about it. I'll worry about it when I get home. And the next day, I'm thinking about what she said to me. And I said, okay, so the day before we left for Costa Rica, I changed the water filter in my refrigerator. And I used an off-brand
okay.
filter because I couldn't get the old filters because there's a supply chain issue.
Right.
And when I put it in, I heard this so I'm like, well, it's never done that before. So I pull it back out. And it's like you have to get on the floor and, like, twist this
yeah.
thing in. So I pull it back out, put it in again, turned it harder, and it stopped. So I didn't think anything of it. Well, apparently, the water filter, because it was an off-brand, had this, like, O-ring that prevented it from actually connecting
Sealing.
To
yeah.
the water hose.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so
the water
was just spraying
was
out.
Just underneath the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a built-in refrigerator.
Yes.
So it goes... it went under the floor, and all of our hardwood floor was buckling, right? So now we have to, from Costa Rica, find plumbers, which, like everybody,
right.
no one can do anything on an emergency anymore. You have like a 3 or 4 day. Well, the soonest I can get there is Friday. We're like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know if our floor is going to
survive until Friday. Right.
So thank you, Service Master, for coming out immediately. And they came out and got the big fans going, but they had to, you know, cut the hole in our basement ceiling. Geez. And because there was a huge water stain in the basement ceiling. And so now that, you know, we're back and we're home 2 weeks and I have my hardwood floors. It's like the water seeped through, like where the glue, I guess, would have been.
Oh my goodness.
And so it's, and when I talked to our hardwood floor guy, he said, don't worry, once it dries, it actually will go back to normal.
And it's not doing that.
No. It's like bumpy.
Oh my goodness.
Like you're, and it's all in the creases.
Of course.
So it's like where the glue or something. So now I think I have to change the, I don't know what to do. I'm like, why?
You have to have them replaced?
I don't
know. Seems like a grand undertaking just for that.
I know.
And for them not to think, and for them to think that it could just dry.
I know. So now I have to deal with that.
Aren't those the worst phone calls?
Oh.
I got one from a babysitter once, and my daughter was upstairs taking a shower, and she calls. This was just a couple weeks ago. She calls me, and she's like, hey, so not an emergency. However, there's water coming through the lights in the kitchen.
Oh.
And I was like, how is this not an emergency again? She's like, well, the kids are fine. Okay, I guess she was right. So she made her stop taking a shower, and I called our plumber, whose name is Patrick Kane.
Come on.
I wish I was kidding. Kane with a C. But yes, his name is Patrick Kane, and he is tremendous. So anyway, so he's in our neighborhood, and he knows our house pretty well because we've had a lot of plumbing problems, and he can come on a whim. He talks a mile a minute, but he knows what he's doing. He walks into our shower, and here, the grout had cracked.
Oh.
And it was right above the kitchen. And so when, you know, like when larger people take showers, the water, we kind of cover it a little bit more. But my daughter, she was little, taking a shower, it was draining right through.
What do you mean by larger people?
Well, like adults. I should have said adults.
Okay.
So he's like, so you guys cover up this place, but like when, you know, a little 7-year-old is in there, the water, and she takes long showers, she's kind of a lot, so she takes these long showers, and the water was dripping through, so he just came through, grouted everything, no problem. But it always freaks me out. We have a hole in our ceiling in our basement because another time, like the pump from the air conditioner that was spraying water into the ceiling instead of draining it into the thing. I mean, it's like
always something.
It's always something.
And it's never when you're home doing nothing.
No, it never is.
No, I know.
It's always these like, hey, oh, and it's always the weekend. Yeah. So it's very inconvenient for everyone involved.
And you cannot find
people to help. People are so busy right now.
So incredibly busy.
Yeah.
So I actually had the original, when we redid our kitchen 8 years ago, I had filed it online, all of my receipts and everything. So I had the name of the salesman that I worked with, and I called his office hoping he still worked at the company. And sure enough, he did.
No kidding.
And his assistant was able to get one of their plumbers to come out and take a look at it. And
wow.
Or whatever. I don't know what the serviceman, I guess. Take a look at it as well. And that was within 2 days. So they couldn't do it the same day. So yeah, but now I'm going to have to worry about the floors. And,
Nightmare.
I know.
It never ends. Homeowning never ends.
You had such a busy week.
While
I was gallivanting in Florida, you were busy covering the combine.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. For polls and Eberflus part two.
Yes.
Everything I read, good reviews the second time around.
Yeah. No,
like not as much coach speak and cliches.
I was interested in talking to them simply because it wasn't an introductory meeting. It was okay, we've looked at our roster. We know what we're looking for. We know what we want to see. And there were a couple of things that really stood out to me. First of all, when Poles came in, I'm sure everybody's already talked about this, but like he looked at all the microphones, took a picture of them, and he sat down and said, not in Kansas City anymore. I mean, like it was, and we were all there, you know, hanging on his every word. It was a very authentic moment, which I truly appreciated. And it was the first time that we were there. We weren't wearing masks. So he was actually seeing us, our whole faces for the first time, which I thought was an important moment for that. But I was caught by the way he named three people when we said, when you look at your roster, and he actually is like, well, there's some talent there. But the three players he talked about were Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, and Darnell Mooney. And that's it. And that's it.
Is that why Jalen Johnson was a little upset that he wasn't mentioned?
Maybe, but that's all he mentioned. He talked about what struck him about Darnell was him as a person, his desire to be special, wanting to take his game to the next level, and determination to do that, the interactions that they had. So you know that they're looking for that kind of player that's going to be super hungry. I loved what he said about the offensive line. He's like, we're going to get in better shape. We're going to be faster. And I think
So he knows that
as an O-lineman, which is such an indictment on the last regime, right? Yeah. Like they weren't ready. And Tevin Jenkins, like, they need to see what he can do when he's in shape. And and having Eberflus talk about from that first moment, I mean, it was such coach speak to be like, bring your track shoes. But hey, look, you want to be on this team. We're going to be fast. We're going to be determined. We're going to be purposeful with everything we're doing. And you heard a little bit of that. Eberflus, you're not going to get much from him. You're just not going to. And that's okay. That's okay. Win games. And we don't care. You can talk coach speak and you can vague it all over the place. Just win games. Like, do something on the field that makes us believe in what you're doing.
Did you get a sense from polls whether he is leaning towards offensive line? They don't pick until the second round. So offensive line or wide receivers, which there is going to be a ton of. And I did see that he feels as much as obviously an offensive line, the offensive line can make your quarterback better by protecting him, quite obviously, but so too does a really good receiver. Or is that a free agent type of receiver, an older guy that can help teach and be there and be like the crutch that Fields can fall onto? You know, he did it with Mooney, but he needs really that veteran that everybody wanted Allen Robinson to be for him last year, but because of that whole divorce going on with him and the team.
Well,
did you get a feeling like, is it anything, like, which was more important to him? Is it offensive line?
I would venture to say that offensive line probably is where I would think immediately, just because of his background as an O-lineman, and same with Ian Cunningham, like they both were O-linemen. So I feel like maybe that would be the way that they would go. But this wide receiver class is so fast, Peggy, so fast. More than a dozen wide receiver prospects ran the 40 in the 4.3s. More than a dozen. And there were a couple in the 4.2s that later were a little bit slower based on the official times or whatever. But they're so fast.
All right. So you have track stars, but do you have football players?
You have to be able to do it all. Remember last year during training camp, they said we have a track team in the wide receiver room. That's what they said. Well, that got us exactly nowhere.
Right.
So I would think shoring up the offensive line. Here's what I will say about free agency, though. Poles is not going to be in a rush. He is going to sit back and let that first wave and let everybody go crazy. He's okay with getting that second or third year player, or second or third like level of free agency, because he knows those guys are hungry. They feel slighted. They want to prove something.
So no Amari Cooper.
I was just going to say, can we just get Amari Cooper, please? I mean, I would not be mad at that Amari Cooper.
But they would have to really let go of some more contracts.
So,
because if he's like like $23 million now? For Dallas against the salary cap?
I'd have to look that up to know for sure. I don't want to speak out of turn. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I also wouldn't put it past polls to make a move that would make some people say, wait, whoa, really? You're going to let that guy go? Just because he has no emotional attachment to these guys.
Right.
At all.
Right.
And for him, and he has said, and Eberflus has said, we are looking at this roster and giving everyone a clean slate. We are not going to come in here with any preconceived, you belong here and you're doing this. Everyone has a clean slate. They even said that about Allen Robinson. And you know, that means the same thing for Akeem Hicks. So who would stick around? I don't know who would stick around. I don't know.
So,
but they have 30 expiring contracts, Peg.
Right. And who will bring them the most in return of not an expiring contract, but in a trade?
Like in a trade.
Khalil Mack?
That's what I was going to say.
But he's older.
You're not
getting any first round picks. I mean, you're not. First of all, it doesn't matter. Whoever's on you, you don't get a first round pick anymore.
Right.
So, I mean.
And they only have five. It's going to be a long draft weekend. They only have five picks, and they don't pick until 39th overall in the second round.
Wow. That is
I mean, that could, of course, change, but that's. Wow. They don't have anybody in the first, fourth, or fifth, I want to say. That's, again, off the top of my head. My research for the show is really lacking right now. No, I just can't remember. I just can't remember.
Well, that's what.
But it's not a lot.
So, in terms of what else struck you from the combine, I hate the fact that they're talking about changing the combine and letting cities bid on it.
Oh, I do too.
Like,
the beauty of Indianapolis is, first of all, yes, I'm being selfish right now. I'm just going to be selfish. But we can drive there. It's such a manageable drive.
Yep.
Everything is connected. Peggy,
right.
I didn't go outside.
Right.
I did not go outside until I got in my car to leave. And I drove away from the hotel and left my suitcase there.
What?
Because you check out in the morning on Tuesday, right? So I left it behind the desk and I went in and I got like a Propel water and a granola bar to take for the drive. And I come out and I tip the valet and I get in the car and I go get in the highway. I'm driving, getting on the highway to go towards Chicago. And all of a sudden, this like empty box slides across the back of my trunk. And I look up to see what it is. And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have my suitcase.
Were you on the highway?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was only about a 15-minute detour to go back.
Oh, no, but still,
thank
you have
God
to get
I
back
did.
On
I did.
That.
And then I got caught in 5 o'clock traffic.
On the Indy 500, you have to get back on that.
Cry me a river, but I got caught in 5 o'clock traffic, so it took 25 minutes to get back on the highway.
Oh,
but thank God I didn't drive all the way home, or I would have had to call friend of the show, Dan Wiederer, and been like, you're going to have to bring my suitcase home.
That's totally what I would have done.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have been like, who's still there?
Who's still there?
Who's still there? And I can ask them to go pick it up for me.
It was like, who's still there?
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of home, a homegrown guy is coaching his final regular season game.
We should talk about this.
The Duke North Carolina game. Coach K, his final regular season game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Is there a Cameron Outdoor Stadium, by the way?
No.
I don't know why they call it Cameron Indoor.
Cameron Indoor.
Right? Anyways.
I don't either. That's a Google.
Yeah, that's a
Why
weird thought.
Why do they call that?
I don't know. But
okay.
He has his final regular season game today, and we're carrying it right here on ESPN 1000. So how about when we come back, we talk a little about your favorite team growing up.
Yes. Oh, we have to talk about
Duke
it.
Blue Devils.
I know.
Lots of Chicago connections outside of Coach K as well. So let's do that when we come back on ESPN 1000.
Welcome back to Peggy and Dion on 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app and ESPN 1000.
You gotta love it when we're coming back from break and Peggy looks at me and goes, what were we talking about? What are we gonna talk about next?
If you guys, you could see us on Twitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I don't think, are we on during the breaks? I don't know if we are.
Oh.
But we just literally catch up. That's what we're doing.
We're nonstop talking.
Non-stop
and Twitch,
talking.
By the way, is sponsored by Limavady Irish Whiskey.
I may have
Irish
to take
whiskey.
Just a little sip before we leave.
Yeah.
Maybe try it. I don't know.
I know.
I don't have to work on a Saturday night, Peg.
I would like to
really
know
exciting.
Where the cups are. Where's like our little, like you have women here now at ESPN 1000, guys. You know. We're not
I hope none of those men drink
the Stanley
out of the
Cup
bottle.
And drinking out of it and passing it, you know.
Nobody
I got cups here. You guys want
there
cups?
We go.
You do?
Yeah,
we
maybe.
Cups?
Eric,
oh, yeah.
Next break, bring it in. We're in our final half hour already, Peggy.
I don't know how that happens.
By. Okay, so today is an incredible sports day.
Mm-hmm. Lots going on outside of baseball because nothing is going on.
The first thing that I'm going to mention is that the Blackhawks are playing the Flyers. P.S. Did you see the Blackhawks game on Thursday night at all?
No.
Any of it? Duncan Keith came back.
Oh.
It was Nicholas Jalmerson legacy night. Jonathan Toews came back from concussion protocol. I was not ready for the emotions that
really?
Came. When Duncan came up and Toews and Hammer was out there dropping the puck and they were, oh my gosh, I wasn't ready.
Oh.
It was, oh, I miss it so much.
I know.
I mean,
I
and
know.
It was such a great game. They win in overtime. Man, I love me some Alex DeBrincat. Anyway, that was super fun. Hawks today are in Philadelphia, 2:00 on ABC7.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So I just want to note that. But then at 2:30, my Ramblers play.
Oh.
Loyola playing Northern Iowa in the semifinals of the Missouri Valley Tournament. This is a game that Loyola has, they know that they were devastated last week when they didn't win the regular season crown. So today is a revenge game for them. I fully believe they will win today.
And the Bulls have a big matchup against the Sixers coming up. Is that tomorrow?
Monday.
Monday? Is it Monday?
No, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow?
Yeah, see?
Let me check.
Monday against the Sixers.
See, this is why we have producers. It's so, Monday against the Sixers.
They need to get their act together.
Oh, my gosh.
Skid.
If you're going to beat Joel Embiid for the very first time, Monday night would be a good time to do it.
Yeah.
And we
are carrying
yes.
Coach K's final regular season game for the Duke Blue Devils. Mike Krzyzewski, as Duke takes on North Carolina. What a great way to end it. What a great way to go out.
Yeah.
Tobacco Road.
What a hot ticket to be at that game.
Hot ticket.
Yeah.
They are now going for $6,000. They're going more than Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, shut up.
Yes.
Really?
No. They were going for $6,000 on StubHub.
Well, let me look. Let me look.
More than any Super Bowl tickets.
Tickets as low as $3,100. As low. That's what it says on ESPN right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I fell in love with Duke. Christian Laettner. I mean, I think I had posters of him on my wall. Yeah.
He's like the Grayson Allen. Like, the two of them going to the...
Peggy,
I was
14, okay? Let's not hate.
All of these former players have been invited
Can they keep Grayson Allen? Just keep him there?
Yeah, I know, exactly. All the former players have been invited to today's final game, which you can hear right here on ESPN 1000 tonight. And it was killing me because of the number of, how many was it, 200, all 208 Duke players who have played for Coach K, had been invited, 96 confirmed to attend, including your Christian Laettner,
yeah.
And Grayson Allen of the Bucks will be taking time off to go to the game today.
He can take time off.
Well, those two should sit next to each other and talk about what it's like to be so hated.
So hated by everybody.
How did you like Christian Laettner? Like, what?
You are such a
good girl.
Is it
that bad boy thing? Really? Is your husband like that? Is he like a bad boy? Because the nicest girls.
I mean, did you hear how hard I laughed? No, my husband is not at all. Oh my gosh, no.
When the nice girls like the bad
boys?
No,
that's not it, Peg.
Like, you just want to shake them and go, oh, honey.
Do you know
honey?
What, Peggy? At the time, I was so obsessed with sports. And they were winning. And it was so, I remember, like, the turnaround shot against Kentucky. Like, I loved it so much. I mean, this is the same time that I wanted to go to Notre Dame for college and didn't get in, and I'm still bitter about that. But I had, like, if they were on the cover of Sports Illustrated, it was framed in my room, right? Like, I loved it so much. So that's what it was. I know I had Duke t-shirts, and like, I was way into it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
Now that you are a transplant Chicagoan,
yes,
can you name the Chicago area basketball players that played for Coach K?
John Shire.
Okay. That was the easiest one. Go on.
And that's it.
Who's the current player? He's from Whitney Young, but I'd like to say Fenwick, okay, because before.
Tell me.
DJ Stewart.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Okay. Jahlil Okafor?
Jahlil Okafor.
Okay.
He's got a new one coming from... Shire's first recruit is from a teeny tiny Christian school out in the burbs. Help me. Somebody help me. What's his name? Jaden.
A teeny tiny Christian school out in the burbs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
I'll find the name and I'll tell you because you're going to, and then I'll be like, duh, Dion, why couldn't you remember this?
Oh, okay. Anyways, Jabari Parker.
Oh, right.
Out of Simeon, right?
Jeez, Dion.
And hello, Chris Collins, Glenbrook North. Right. You know, maybe it might have had some. Sorry, Coach.
J.J. Taylor out of Kenwood High School.
Kenwood Academy?
Kenwood, okay.
Yes, that's the newest John Shire recruit of the 2023 class.
I'll tell you who I covered the most that I remember was Corey Maggette out of Fenwick. Corey Maggette, like, that was when I first started in Chicago at CLTV, I think I had him on my show because he was big high school player here and went to play for Coach K at Duke. But then there's some other names that I don't know if anyone's going to know any of these. So Sean Dockery out of Julian in 2002.
Okay.
Weldon Williams from Crete Moni. That was 1982. Do you know what they called that class?
What?
The class that saved Coach K. How funny is that? That back
that
in 82.
Is unbelievable.
Because
the class
that
that saved Coach K. Wow.
That was the Johnny Dawkins class.
What was Weldon what?
It was Weldon. Hang
like
on.
A wrestler's name.
I know, doesn't it? Hang on. I got to find it. I just lost it on my.
Jaden. Is it Shutt? S-C-H-U-T-T from Yorkville Christian. He's a 6'6 guard.
Oh, Yorkville. Oh.
Yeah. See, that he's going to Duke.
Oh, okay. Weldon Williams out of Crete Moni. And that was 82. That was the class of Johnny Dawkins and Jay Billis.
That saved Coach K.
How funny.
40 years ago.
Joe Cook out of Lincoln. These are all the older players, like back in the 80s. Michael Thompson out of Providence.
Okay.
He ended up transferring to Northwestern. And Phil Henderson, also of Crete Moni.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, so he's had a great... I mean, he loves his hometown of Chicago.
Yes.
And he has always done very well.
That's why he wants to come back here.
That's why.
The regionals for NCAA tournament.
Yeah. Is that fair to put in your request?
I here's what I'm going to say. I like
He's Coach K.
He's Coach K. I like the audacity of it. And I like the fact that he thinks they'll actually accommodate him, which they probably will. I know.
I know.
Well, look at the, they all, there's always a reason behind the matchups. Like if they right. see a matchup that is going to market, you know, this coach left this school and
right.
now he's coaching against them. They love those matchups. So,
when Loyola gets in, they're going to have them play a team from the A-10 because that's where they're going next year, something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But in the whole sense of the whole Dukies and Coach K, when I was playing high school basketball back in 1981, his niece played, and I want to say, I might be wrong, so if anyone knows this, his niece, I want to say, played for either Mother Garen High School. I'm trying to think of what the other schools were over by Holy Cross. And the reason I remember was when we played them, her name went all the way around the back of her jersey. It formed almost a complete circle, Krzyzewski. And we were all just that, like, gosh, I always thought Kaczynski was bad, but Krzyzewski. And he was a new coach at Duke. So it was before everybody really knew Coach K. But I did because I remember she played on the Northwest side in the Girls Catholic League. Yeah. So that was my little thing.
Someone on Twitter's just asked us if we forgot about Corey Maggette. Did you say Corey Maggette?
I said Corey Maggette.
Yeah, we missed that. Yeah.
Yeah. I said Corey Maggette.
I swear I was
Sedgwick.
I swear I was.
Yeah, no, because I said he was on my show on CLTV.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You said that too?
Wow.
I'm
like,
sorry.
What
I was
am I now doing the show with
Jaden
my husband?
Jaden Shute. I need to learn how to say his name.
You're like my husband now. Like, he says he's listening.
Oh, no. My husband's not listening.
And then he'll repeat, like, just the last part of what I said.
Yeah.
Almost to prove that he was listening.
When he really wasn't.
He's just mimicking back what I said. He's not actually taking it in and remembering it.
Yes.
So
he's listening, or he's hearing, but not listening.
So that's what I'm asking of you, Dion.
I know.
To please.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't
my
just mimic.
Producers call me out all the time. Mike Johnson will always say, I'll wait till you put down your phone. And it's like, it's true. He's like, okay, what did I say? I'm like, oh, crap. You caught me again.
Oh, no. Are you
I'm
one
really
of those
bad
phone
at
people always?
Well, I'm not always on my phone. I'm really
but
good about it.
But you have to be
home.
Because of.
But I just feel like I'm.
Your job.
Yes. And I think you know me well enough to know that if I get a text and I need to respond to it, if I don't do it in that moment, guess what? It's not going to happen. I'm going to forget. And like 2 days later, I'm gonna be like, oh, I responded in my head. I just didn't literally do it.
Yeah.
It drives me bananas.
We only have one. Is it one more segment?
Is that
one
it already?
Segment? Yes.
Holy heaven.
I would like to give nod to one of my coaches when we come back, because talking about Coach K and the fact that we are airing the Duke North Carolina game right here on ESPN 1000 later.
Tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yes. So, nod to the one of the greatest women's college basketball coaches in he is definitely in Chicago history. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would like to talk about him when we come back.
You're getting this teasing thing down really well, Peg.
Well, that's what my husband says.
Oh my gosh. We'll be back.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Instagram at ESPN_Chicago.
Okay, we're all in.
This is ESPN 1000.
Yes. So crazy right now.
You know this song.
Yeah.
What is it, Peg?
I'm too busy dancing to talk.
Queen B.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So crazy in love.
What do I know? I told you. I'm
hip
the
and
worst.
Happening.
Not
That's
me.
What I'm going to say over here. Mm. Me and my pleather pants.
Mm-hmm.
We just, Limavady. I just had to look at the pronunciation again. Our Twitch is sponsored Limavady Irish Whiskey. And we're about to take a sip because we're on our last segment.
Yeah.
And we're allowed to, apparently.
Which I did not know you could do it again.
Shoot, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know you
but
could.
But I don't have work this afternoon, so.
Right. And if the FCC wants to tell us that you can't do it, then we're.
No, then we're going to tell them that the boys drank the whole bottle. We just took a sip.
Which is pretty funny.
That is.
That bottle is almost empty.
It is, I know.
Okay,
although
cheers.
I'm going to have to post the photo of Peggy really struggling to get it open.
cheers to our show, which is, is this the fourth?
This is only your third, but my fifth, okay? If we're keeping score at home, you've only been here three times.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
It's good.
It is? Okay, hang on.
It smells really good. It's not like...
Oh, that's not like
it's very
burning
smooth.
At all.
Yeah, very Ooh, smooth.
I like Limavati. That, Limavati.
You want to sponsor our show too, Limavati?
Hello. Limavati. All of a sudden, one sip and I can pronounce it. Like, how does that happen?
The magic of
that's amazing
whiskey.
So we were talking delicious. About Coach K and his final game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. And I, like an idiot, said, well, is there a Cameron Outdoor Stadium? And you did your homework. And
yes, of course there is. That's where the football team plays.
Oh,
Peg.
I did not know that. So
well, now you know.
Apologies for that.
Sorry to the Cameron
Tip of the cap,
family.
Though, to all of the Chicago Dukies
yeah.
who have played for Coach K. And tip of the cap to another coach in Chicago who is going into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame, Doug
Bruno. Where he deserves
Doug
to go.
Doug Bruno at DePaul. And I am telling you, what he has done for women's basketball is just amazing.
Yep, so it sure is.
I'd like to joke that he did not recruit me, and then he will correct me and say I was not coaching that year that you came out of high school. So
did he want to recruit you? He would have.
Well, I worked for him when I was
did
in high
really?
School at Resurrection High School on the Northwest Side. I did stats for him on the bench when he was coaching the Chicago Hustle, which
no
was
kidding.
The women's pro team at the time. So I did the shot chart. And
wow.
that was where I first learned about shot charts. And there was like Deborah Wadi Rosso, Janie Fincher, yeah.
yeah.
Liz Galloway. Yeah, I'm trying to, now all the names are starting to come back to me, the women who played for the Hustle. But I went to his camp, and
no
anyone,
kidding.
My sister-in-law went to his camp. We didn't know it until one day we were all talking about playing high school basketball, and I said something about Doug Bruno's camp, and she goes, oh, I went to Doug Bruno's camp. I said, I went to Doug Bruno's camp.
Wow.
Every girl, I think, from the mid-80s until, I think he still is doing it, should or would have gone to the Doug Bruno camp. And you will understand when I say defense, what your response is supposed to be.
What is it?
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's what you used to have to, like, they would yell, the coaches would yell, defense. And we would all have to yell back. I love it. I love it. I love it. He was just, he is the
so
best.
Tremendous. He's so tremendous. Can we just say, right now, he has a freshman in Anissa Morrow.
Yes.
Who has 24 consecutive double-doubles. Her last regular season game, 41 points.
Oh, my gosh.
18 rebounds. She's ridiculous. They are playing in the quarterfinals of the Big East tournament today.
Wow.
She's unbelievable. And you know the story. He recruited her mom, and she chose Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And her sister's on the team, too.
Oh,
it's an incredible story. Doug is such a delight to talk to, and he's so I love his passion for the game and the women's game specifically. Like, it's just really,
well,
he's such a legend. Like, it's just awesome.
He calls himself a feminist because he truly believes in advancing women's rights and women's causes, and
yes.
especially in the game of basketball and in the sports world. I had this interesting conversation with him once. I was doing a panel discussion, and I mentioned that I did not consider myself a feminist because I don't agree. I don't like all the labels for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, I just don't agree that I'm supposed to, I have to believe in everything that they believed in. And Doug was like, Peggy, you are a feminist.
Yeah.
What you do for women's sports and for girls in the game. And he said, absolutely, you are a feminist. So, like, he made me realize that anyone who supports
yes.
and encourages, and not only encourages our daughters to dream, but shows them how to act on those dreams.
Totally.
And,
totally.
And us ourselves act on it.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations, Doug, for going into the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame.
So deserved it. I mean, that's like
yes.
a no-brainer. And we are coming up on the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And we at ABC7 are doing a series of stories on this to kind of celebrate this moment. And I'm going back and researching the past and moving into the present and then where we're going in the future. And I'm super excited to bring all those stories to life and to be able to share those stories. Because what's amazing, Peggy, is 50 years later, there's still a discrepancy
mm-hmm.
between that women are still fighting for equality when it comes to playing the sports that they love. We've come a long way, but still a long way to go. And it's And Doug Bruno's been a big part of celebrating that and should be celebrated as a result.
The other part of Title IX, because it is an education act, is that it opened the doors for women to go to med school and law school and go to some of the higher education learning that they used to not take female applicants. So it's really quite amazing how far-reaching Title IX has been, not just through sports, but in education as well.
We would not be doing this radio show. We would not be doing the sports reporting jobs we have without Title IX.
Absolutely.
I truly believe that.
So thank you, Danny Zetterman, for being a feminist yourself.
He is. It's okay. Peg.
Yay.
Thanks for coming today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Our true thank you, though, to Chicago Party Aunt.
Oh, my gosh. Chris Witowski. Chris,
thank you so much for joining us.
You are just a
super fun
dream. Check out his show on Netflix. She's Dion. I'm Peggy. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.